Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
I believe for us to be wholly healthy, we must take care of all the temples in ourselves, including our mind, body, and soul, and as equally as possible as well. You can focus on improving your mind through education, strengthening your body through diet and exercise, but without enhancing your soul, well, chances are there will always be something missing, yet you won't know what it is. One of my main heart goals in my journey has been to reveal to others that your spiritual evolution, that growth of your soul, which includes increasing your self-awareness, self-love, and self-worth, is a much easier process than most will have you believe. It's not all hoo-ha and not reserved for gifted people with secrets to this and that, or restricted to those who have time to become recluses in caves for months on end. When you think of it, this inner evolutionary process is really at the core of our ability to heal ourselves in all areas of our lives. It's like the starting block which we can thwart ourselves forward on. When we can flourish within that higher place, within ourselves first, it makes sense that our mind and body will follow suit. Through my blogs, my books, and courses, I've aimed to demystify the process of this spiritual growth in various ways, in everyday terms that everyone can understand. The difficulty is in getting the individual person to understand that spirituality is not mutually exclusive from their life just because they don't think it applies to them or follow a certain religion, belief system, or even if they're the kind of person who requires proof by way of some technically filled dissertation. If you don't believe, you just won't believe, and that's perfectly okay. The beautiful thing about this whole experience we're having together is that you don't have to believe in order to evolve your soul. Even the most hardened skeptic evolves spiritually, despite what their mind thinks, what they feel, or even what they say. How can I affirm this? Well, because the very first step in enhancing your soul, in taking the first step in that spiritual journey, is recognizing and expressing love. I'm not talking about sensual love. I'm talking about core love. What's more, a simple act of kindness is an expression of love. Sure, everybody's at a different stage of their soul's evolution, but just because they're at a different stage doesn't mean it's not happening. And when I say an act of kindness, I'm not talking about what you see on talk shows where people buy everybody in a cafe a free round of coffee or pays for a tank of gas for someone else without them knowing. I mean, those are all very lovely things and very inspiring. But what I want to clarify here is that an act of kindness isn't measured by being something visually massive or impressive. Acts of kindness are just that, acts of kindness, no matter how big or how small. For those who want to evolve purposefully, the process is easier than you realize because it's already a part of your everyday life. You can just now focus on enhancing it more, doing it more, and involving yourself more. Then that part of your inner self will feel well-rounded, and the rest of your self can follow suit. For example, moving your potted plant out of the sun so it doesn't burn is an act of kindness towards the plant. Putting garbage in the bin is an act of kindness to our earth and your surroundings. Smiling at someone is an act of kindness towards them. Seeing the good in yourself, even for just a moment, is an act of kindness towards yourself. What an amazing thing to know that when we recognize and perform an act of kindness, no matter what shape or size it is, we are expressing a form of love. And from that expression, we evolve. It's inevitable, and it's beautiful. I just wanted you to know, no matter where you are in your journey, you are beautiful. Remember that always. Big love.